Okay, welcome back, Parshas Naso. This week's Parsha has some very famous psukim, the psukim that Aaron gave as a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So too, those are the psukim that when we have the Nesias Kapayim Birkas Kohanim, the Kohanim use those psukim also. Yivarech Hashem Yishvarecha, Yehar Hashem Panav Beilecha, V'yichunecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Beilecha, V'yasem Lecha Shalom. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we have the Birkas Kohanim each and every day. We have the privilege of having the bracha every day, as long as we have Kohanim in the house. And in Chutz La'aretz, at least for Ashkenazim, it's limited to the Chagim, the Regalim. Sfaradim do it every day. And what we're going to talk about today is, as the Tzibur is recipients of the brachas, we're receiving the brachas, what should we be saying, if anything? So we're going to start on page Kuf Yud Zayin, Aginei Parsha. Right side, it says as follows: Muva b'Gemara Sota Lametes Amabez. The Gemara in Sota says as follows: Bizmancha Kohanim Mevarchim Esam Mahen Omrim. At the time that the Kohanim are giving a bracha to the Tzibur, what does the Tzibur respond? Amar of Zera, Amar of Chizda, Sha'am Meshivim LaBirkas Kohanim in Gimel Psukim. As the Kohanim say their brachas, Yivarechacha, Yivarecha, Hashem, Hashem, Yishmerecha, the Tzibur responds accordingly, saying their own psukim. And the Gemara brings various psukim from Tehillim that we would say, and the Gemara says, for a normal day, we say these psukim, and for Nila, we say this, the Birkas Kohanim, we respond with these psukim, and if it's a Mincha of a Tainis, we say these psukim, and it goes in detail. And Rashi explains, it's actually based on the Gemara, Rashi says, what is this concept that while the Kohanim are saying Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, we should say psukim in response? Shiyaru maspire panim umodim lefanav b'birchasav. We are showing that we're responding in volitionally accepting the bracha of the Kohanim. So that's why they're giving us the bracha, we're being recipients of the bracha, and we respond in the psukim. Now, there are in the Gemara a number of machlokot, a number of debates as to when are the psukim said, how are the psukim said, but the most fundamental machlokot in that Gemara there is, should these psukim be said at all? And there are three different opinions that are brought in the Gemara. One opinion says that these psukim should be said all over, whether you're in the base of Mikdash, outside the base of Mikdash, in Israel, outside of Israel, doesn't matter. We would say these psukim as the tzibur. It says, Teda b'divvuli nami b'ayla mirinu, even outside the base of Mikdash, you say it. Why should we say psukim? Klum yeshevich mavarchino soveina maspir panim. Is there ever a time that somebody receives a bracha and ever receives a bracha and doesn't show that he's happy to receive the bracha? So of course we should be responding with the psukim. The second opinion is that you don't say the psukim anywhere. And the rationale is, why don't you say the psukim? Klum yeshlecha evich mavarchino soveina mazin. How can you be a recipient of a bracha and you're not even listening? You're too busy saying your own thing. Have a little bit of courtesy. Don't say anything and accept the bracha with a smile on your face. So that's the second opinion. Third opinion is that in the Beis HaMikdash, you say it outside, you don't say it. So that's the opinion, that's the discussion of the Gemara. We're going to just go to the halacha quickly. Jump to page Kuf Chaf Aleph. Kuf Chaf Aleph. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, do we say these psukim or do we not say the psukim? Kuf Chaf Aleph, right side, it says Shulchan Aruch Kasav. Dibishash mevarchin ein lomar shum pasuk. When the Kohanim are giving you the bracha, don't say any pasuk. You should be quiet and be a proper recipient of the bracha. That's interesting. I remember growing up and going to shul on the regalim and looking in the siddur. We didn't have this one. We had a different one. And what we're talking about here is before the Ribono Shel Olam is in the Yiratzon, we're talking about, it says Yivarechacha. Sorry about that. Yivarechacha. And then there's a pasuk right afterward. And I remember, as a child, here we can show it on the camera, Exhibit A, that I remember sitting there during Birkas Kohanim, and the Chazan says Yivarechacha, and the Kohanim repeat Yivarechacha, and while that was all going on, I'd be saying these psukim. Yivarecha, then there's a separate pasuk, but Hashem, Yishmarecha, Ye'er, these are the psukim right afterwards. Shulchan Aruch paskins, don't say those psukim. Then the Ramah adds on, Umikomakom, nowadays that the Kohanim have a lot of nigunim, they're singing their songs and their chants. Nagu gam ken lomar psukim. The minhag is to say the psukim. When do the Kohanim, at least in the Chutz La'aretz, when do they have a nigun? After every word, each series, Yivarech Hashem v'Yishmerecha, and then they sing a tune. But here, I guess in the time of the Ramah, they had a tune after each and every word. In Boston,
in Breuer's, they have a tune. They sing. They have a sing song back and forth for every word.
Every word. Ah, so that's the Ramah. What the Ramah is saying.
I don't know as far as Krakow, but
that's what the Ramah is. Very good. So after every word, that will give you the opportunity to say it. Why? Because you're not saying it when the Kohanim are saying Yivarecha. You have to be a recipient while they're saying they're saying the bracha. You, it doesn't matter. You can say it when the Chazan is saying it. That doesn't have any benefit for us. But to say it when the Kohanim, that's a problem. So if there's a Nigun, like in Breuer's, after every word, that was the time. While they're singing the Nigun, not saying the word, then we should say it. Ach, Yoser Tov Shalol Alma. But it's preferable not to say the Pesukim at all. Even the Ramah says it. The Margen Avram, next paragraph down, says, Kasav, Da'afi Momar Pesukim, Yom Ram Beshasha Chazan Makriya Teva. If you're going to say it when the Chazan is saying the Yivarecha, not the Kohen. Why? Apparently they didn't, at the time of the Magen Avram, not like the Ramah, they didn't have this chant, the song, that they were saying after every word. So at least saying it why the Chazan is saying Yivarecha. So
if you do it that, then that gives you a chance to be Mazin,
to pay attention to the Kohen. So as long as you're not saying it during the Kohen.
There's a chicken and egg here. I thought they chant so that you could say, or do they...
They chant so you could say it.
So yeah. So shouldn't they, if the ikkar is to say it, you're supposed to say it, then shouldn't they always chant so you can always say it?
I think it's more like, we possibly Shulchan Aruch not to say it. So
because
I think they're saying we can.
No,
I think it's more like we can give you the opportunity to do it. So
right.
We'll chant. Okay. It's not, because remember, it's three opinions of the Gemara. Say it, don't say it, or it depends where you are. So, and we pause and don't say it. What's the rationale? Because you should be paying attention to the bracha. Oh, we have a solution. Fine, if we found the solution, we can chant, then you can do it. But Mikra Din...
It's also do Baruch Shmo to say in the middle.
After Hashem.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Ramah says it's based on Minogim. The Mokom HaKom, you shouldn't. But if there's a Nigun, they were knowing to say it. So we'd see it both ways. Now... To jump forward 400 years, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins for Ashkenazim, we do not say it. We should be paying attention to the bracha. And for Sfaradim, the Kacha Pachaim, likewise Paskins, we don't say it. We should be paying attention to the bracha. So the Maisa, many Paskin here, Shulchan Aruch, and even the Ramah prefers not saying it. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kacha Pachaim, more recent, say not to say the Psukim. So I no longer say the Psukim. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chanting no matter what. Even on Yom Tov, right? I don't think I've ever seen. Maybe if one Kohen starts, then the others will follow along. But there's not a lot of... Now, certainly not after every word. I've never seen that. Only in Breuer's. I guess I never daven in Breuer's for Birkas Kohanim. Certainly, I never daven there. But we don't do that. There's no... For the most part, to have a Nigun right after every word, it doesn't exist. Okay, so that's part number one is Psukim. We really don't say the Psukim nowadays. It's certainly not when the Kohanim. So we're going to go to the next part. The Gemara, there's a Gemara in Brachas. We're on Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches. Now we're there. Shaninu B'Gemara. Kuf Yud Ches, right side, halfway down. Shaninu B'Gemara B'Brachas. Nuneyam B'Beis. Hai man dechaze chalma v'loyada mai chaza. Somebody who saw a dream, who had a dream, dreamt a dream. You don't see a dream, you had a dream. And you don't know if it was a good dream, a bad dream. I don't know what's going on there. I need a definition. I need a bayer. I need Yosef HaTzadik to tell me what was going on in the dream. What should he do? Likum kame kahane beina da parsi yadai v'leimachi. At the time of the duchane, when the kohanim have their hands up, you should say this. And what is this? Ribono shalom, Amadarish Baruch Hu, Ani Shalcha, V'Chalamasi Shalcha. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti v'einu yodiyama. I had a dream. And I don't know what the dream meant. I don't know if it's a good dream. I don't know if it's a bad dream. And then we give three clauses. Bein shachalamti ani lasmi. Whether it was a dream about myself, I had a dream about me. Something's going to happen, not happen, whatever. Number two, bein shachalmu li chaverai, or maybe a friend or an enemy. Chaverai means both. Maybe somebody had a dream about me. Maybe I dreamt about myself. Maybe somebody dreamt about me. Bein shachalamti alachayru. Maybe I had a dream about somebody else. And it says, if I don't know if it's a positive or negative, I'll read the English. Master of the world, I am yours and my dreams are yours. I have dreamt a dream, but I do not know what it indicates. May it be your will, Hashem, my God, and the God of my fathers, that my dreams regarding myself and regarding all of Israel shall be good ones. Those I have dreamt about myself, those I have dreamed about others, and those that others dreamed about me, if they are good, strengthen them, fortify them, make them better. And if they are bad dreams, please nullify them. They need a refuah. They need to be turned around to be something positive. So that's quite a lengthy Ribono Shel Olam. Here it is in the puzzle. We see how long it is, which is going to be interesting. How are we going to fit that in during the Nisias Kapayim? So the Gemara says, at the time of Duchening, and it doesn't tell us exactly here when or how many times, we should say, at the time of Duchening, if you had a dream, somebody had a dream, you don't know if it's good or bad dream, you should say this Ribono Shel Olam. Now, Tosos asks a very good question. We just said before that when it came to saying the Psukim, should you say the Psukim? Should you not say the Psukim? The Gemara brings many opinions. Don't they say the Psukim? You should be what? Doing during the Birkas Kohanim, paying attention. Have Kavana, pay attention. Don't say anything. So here we have another Gemara that comes and says, well, but the Ribono Shel Olam for dreams, you can go and say during the Duchening. So what's going on? Why can we say the Ribono Shel Olam about dreams, and why can't we say the Psukim? So Tosos answers in the name of the Re, the Hasam Ishum Sakana Hitiu, because when it comes to a dream, if it's really a negative dream, there could be a real sakana for us. Shema Chala Mesukanu Shetzarech Refuah, that we may need it to be fixed. That's why when it comes to a dream, we are going to be lenient that you're permitted to say the Ribono Shel Olam during the Nesias Kapayim. The Psukim didn't have that requirement. The Psukim. I know, but what it's saying is, I don't know if it's a good dream or a bad dream. If I'm concerned, if it's
really scared. You get up really scared that it's really
But I don't know the Bitaron. I don't know good, bad.
To this day, someone wakes up and he worries so much about his dream.
There are circumstances. There are circumstances. But it's not a matter of worry. I had a dream. Maybe it's good, bad. If it's a bad dream, maybe I'm not even worried about it, but I don't want it hanging on my head. Let's nullify it. Let's turn it to. Now, the Marsha.
Would you have a dream that somebody else had a dream about you?
That could be.
Even if I didn't have a dream, somebody else might have had
so,
a dream.
So we're going to get to this point. That's going to be an important point. I hope I'll remember it. But when it comes to Yontif Sheni, what do we do? So if I don't talk about it, please remind me. Okay. So the Marasha says, just as a postscript, Hainu Misha Mishtachech Chalamo Mimenu. We're talking about somebody who forgot his dream, but somebody who remembers his dream. And he remembers, and maybe it was bothering him, a bad dream. This was clearly bad. What do? You do hatavas chalom. You go to Beis Din, three people, and you are matey. You improve that dream. So that's the Chumash says, we're not talking about that.
But if that's the case, why do you need Birchas Kohanim?
This is, according to Marsha, it's Mish Mishtachech. I don't remember. I don't remember what the dream was. I don't remember.
In the context of Tosfos, we're talking about Chutz La'aretz, right? When did Chutz... Hasn't said Birchas Kohanim.
But we'll differentiate in a little bit. We haven't differentiated now. But right now we're talking about both. Okay. So what's this concept of the Ribono Shel Olam for dreams that we say at the Birchas Kohanim? So we just brought one rationale. That was based on the read that in case it was a bad dream, a negative dream, it's a sakana, we need a refuah. That's going to happen during the Nisias Kapayim. The Beis Yosef, we're on Kuf Yud Tes. Left side, where it says the Beis Yosef, four lines down towards the end. B'tshuva Ashkenazis Matzati. This is the Beis Yosef brings the Tshuva of Ashkenazis. Ribono Shel Olam de Mekami Kana Yesh Tachalik de Chashiv Shapir Mazilo. In fact, when we're saying the Ribono Shel Olam, it's not like the Psukim that we're not paying attention to the Birkas Kohanim because we're saying our own Psukim. In fact, the Birkas Kohanim is the Ribono Shel Olam is saying the opposite. We're embracing the Birkas Kohanim. And we're saying that it's actually the Birkas Kohanim that's going to improve this dream. So it's not like we're saying something independent of the Birkas Kohanim that we're disregarding it, like the Psukim. Lehefech, this is our acknowledgement. We're accepting the Birkas Kohanim because we're hoping that that Birkas Kohanim has a positive impact on our dream. And in fact, there's a Zohar that says that it's not only for dreams, but anything that we need a Yeshua from, that we need a salvation from, the Birkas Kohanim is the time to ask for that Yeshua. Well,
that's the third one then, right? The Parnassa and all?
In general, yeah. In Achinami, but in general, this is the right time. Okay, so esafek like din on the rachmi. It's the time that during the birkas kohanim, our din will be turned into rachmi. The noam eli melech. I wasn't going to get into this because I don't fully understand it, but I'll say it anyway. So the atam shachalom. A chalom is a 60th. The dream is a 60th of nevuah, and the birkas kohanim is full nevuah. And that's what we're doing at the time of the Birkas Kohanim, is we want to nullify or improve, not necessarily nullify, we want to take that dream and make it into something positive from the full Nevuah that's occurring during the Kohanim. Okay, drop to Kuf Chaf Aleph on the left side, in the middle. It says, B'Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look, how does the Shulchan Aruch pass when he comes to saying the Ribono Shalom? Remember, when he came to saying the Pesukim, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't say it. When he comes to Ribono Shalom, B'Shulchan Aruch pass like, Man Dechazei Chalma. Somebody will be passing the Shulchan Aruch. When it comes, somebody has a dream, and it comes, we didn't distinguish now between Chutz Laaretz that maybe I had a dream 3 months ago before Pesach, and now I'm going, we don't know yet. Or is it last night? We don't know. So somebody who has a dream, doesn't know what it was, go in front of the Kohanim when they go into the Duchan and say the Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shachav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you should attempt to finish your Ribono Shel Olam when the tzibur is going to say amen to the Birkas Kohanim. So you have an amen also on your Ribono Shel Olam. That should coincide at the same time when the Birkas Kohanim, they finished Vashem Yishmerecha, finished your Ribono Shel Olam at the same time. Everyone says amen, both to the Birkas Kohanim and also to your Ribono Shel Olam.
They don't hear your
Ribono Shel Olam. They don't hear your Ribono. But we're getting an amen on it. We want to end at the same time. So the Magen Avram says, bottom left, the Magen Avram, Hevi Shita Shalashon Man Dechazechama Ba Lafuke. Somebody who saw a dream, he brings an opinion that it's only applying to somebody who had a dream last night. If you had a dream, you had a dream last night, then you say the Ribono Shel Olam. But if it's for a prior dream, it wasn't last night, don't say the Ribono Shel Olam. So here the Magen Avram disagrees. He says, so how about all those people in Chutz Laaretz, all the Ashkenazim in Chutz Laaretz? It's not only if they had the dream the night before, about they not. We know everyone's saying the Ribono Shel Olam, they wait. We say the Ribono Shel Olam on the Chagim. We have it on Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach. That's when they say, and they save up all their dreams for then. So obviously, when it says Man Dechazei Chalma, somebody saw a dream, it's talking about at any time. It doesn't have to be the prior night. So it says Kuf Chaf Beis, top right where it says Reba Zeshakasa B'Mishnah Brua Shabimdina Seinu Noagim Kol Akal Lomar Tfilas B'Shas Adukhan. This is in Chutz Laaretz that people say it. During the Chagim, during the Yom Tifs, they say the Birk here in Eretz Yisrael, we say it every day. There they say it only on the Chagim. And you would save up all your dreams and get it all done at once. Hopefully you have a lot of kavana when you say Ribono Shel Olam.
Once you know it's a time bad one, then you know the time is coming, right?
Yes, you could do that also. Yeah. In a chanami, or you do atavas chalom, you do a tiny chalom. But this is for everything else. So, at least according to Marsha, that I don't remember the dreams. I don't know if it was bad. Whatever. Then we would do that. Now the Bir Lacha brings a machatzisa shekel and says that. So how about if you have 2 days of yantif? You have duchening on both. You have duchening on both. And you the first day of yantif, you say your ribono shel olam to improve, to repair any dreams you had up until now. I didn't dream that night. The night after Yom Tov Rishon, going to the Yom Tov Sheni, Machatzis Shekel says you don't say the Ribono Shel Olam for dreams unless you had a dream that night before. What was that? Everyone dreaming all the time. Some don't. Yeah, right. Everyone has a dream. So he doesn't. That's not the answer that he says. Ein achinami. Ein achinami. So the Bir Halacha says the olam ein agim. We do even on Yom Tov Sheni. I don't remember a dream. I didn't dream. Whatever it is, we say it anyway. The Ribono Shel Olam. The Asha the Choshishin Shema Chalmu Acheri Malan. This is what Mr. Nussbaum was saying before. Why are we saying that? Because we had three clauses. I'm saying a dream. Maybe I dreamt about somebody. I dreamt about myself. Maybe I dreamt about somebody else. Maybe somebody else had a dream about me, and that was a bad dream, and I want to be made to that.
But the lashon is chalom shechalom.
We're going to get into that. Ein achinami. Oh, well, he answers that. Oh. He says, but because of this, don't say chalom shalach chalamti.
Oh, okay.
Start at the yiratzon part. That Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be your ratzon that any bad dreams should be improved. Very good, John. This is the Bir Halacha. So shu mechavim for that. So Tosefes Baruch Hu, this is Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, talks about this, and he says, you know what? Those in Chutz Laaretz, if we're collecting all of our dreams, maybe it's the wrong nusach then. Chalom chalamti. What's chalom? A dream. Chalamot chalamti. So he says, really, in Chutz Laaretz, unless you're a Sephardi, say it every day. You should say chalamot chalamti. I had dreams over time. So that's what he says. Indeed, that should be the nosach. Kaf HaChaim points out this is all for your Ashkenazim, because you're waiting up for the regel. But for Bnei Sfarad, we don't wait. We do it every day. It doesn't mean that you would say the Ribono Shel Olam every day. It's when you had the dream, Chalom Chalamti, then say the Ribono Shel Olam. But it doesn't mean every day.
When would Sfaradim say it?
So let's talk about when. That's our next question. So we're talking about the Ribono Shel Olam. The question then is twofold. Where do you say it during the Birkas Kohanim? Because we want to try to avoid saying it during the Yivrach Hashem V'Yishmerech if it's possible. Question number one. Question number two is, how many times do you say it? Now we know that in the Siddur, the Sidurim, many texts of the Sidurim have it two times. Yivrach Hashem V'Yishmerech, and then Ribono Shel Olam, and Yirei Hashem Banav Alecha V'Yichunecha, and then you say the Ribono Shel Olam again. And on the third one, we'll have to see what it gets into. So this is going to be a 5 to 6 way machlokes. Where do you say the Ribono Shel Olam? I'm sure it's many more opinions than it is just the 5 to 6, but we'll go through 5. So how many times and where do you say it? So the Trumas of Deshin, a very prominent one of the latter Rishonim, was asked this question, and he says as follows: the Achar Shagamru Ateva Uma'arichin Rak Ben Nigun Avar Achrona. What you do, says the Trumas of Deshin, is after the Yivrechach Hashem VeYishmerecha, and the Kohanim would extend the Yishmerecha. They would extend that. He said no. Ha. No. Because he says very specifically, Havar Ha'acharona. It's Yishmerecha. Why? Why? I wasn't going to get into it. I'll get into it. Mistoma Ein Kepeda Tuba Hasparos Kohanim. Why? Because they've already said the word and they've started saying the Ha. I am no longer speaking when they're saying the bracha, because they finished the Yishmerecha. That's enough. And he says it's similar to when we say the Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Shema, right? It's like a continuation. I've said it already. And my Kavana continues the Kavanas for the Shema, just like my Ribono Shel Olam is still, it's a proper to say it at that time. But it's not as if I'm saying it. It's not like I'm being offensive talking at the time I'm receiving the bracha.
You have to
so
wait
he says,
until they finish to say Amen.
Would you have to?
Can you say on
you
already?
Still, you know, no, you should wait. You should wait till they finish that, but because he's kind of like cutting it both ways, but it's enough for our purposes to say the Ribono Shel Olam. So the base just we're Tamtzis Divrei Trumas Hadeshen. We're on Kuf Kaf Gimel. Right side, second large paragraph down. Tam tizdira chumashanov is brought in the base. Yosef shakasim mitvara diyesh ledaktek shiomar mamish bishah shemaarichim bekaf divishvarecha and vichuneka vishmarecha vichuneka and the second bracha vichuneka. Now I don't know. Well, this is the first of 5 opinions. I don't know how it would be possible to say that entire Ribono Shel Olam when they're extending V'yishmerecha. It's be like a tkia gadola that goes on for a long time. So that's, I don't know exactly how. And he says, you know what? And that works for the first 2 brachas. Yivach Hashem V'yishmerecha, Yer Hashem V'nevelecha V'yichuneka. But how about V'yisa Hashem V'nevelecha Shalom? He says it doesn't work because it's not its own syllable. So it's just much more difficult to extend it. So he says, you know what? Do the best you can do. You know, do the best you can do with the Shalom. So that is, the Trumas Hadeshen is saying, how many times do you say Ribono Shel Olam? 3 times. You say it 3 times at the end of the final word of each of the 3 brachas. Yishvarecha, V'chunecha, and Shalom. That's when you should say it 3 times. So that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Second opinion. One Kufchav Gimel towards the bottom right. Shita Beis Bebeis Yosef Hevi Metshuvas Ashkenazi Shekasav Ribono Shel Olam Demekame Kahane Yesh Lechalek Dechashiv Shapir Mazin Lo Shemare Atzma Debkava Birkas Kohani. What it is it's not like the Psukim that you're saying something independent. We are showing that we are accepting upon ourselves the bracha, the Birkas Kohanim. In other words, what's he saying? I'm saying I want this bracha right now to turn my dream into something positive. In other words, is there any problem saying our Ribono Shel Olam at the same time we're receiving the bracha of the Kohanim? No problem at all. It's receiving the bracha. We're saying, as I'm receiving the bracha, I want it to repair any dream. So based on that, you wouldn't have to wait till the last syllable. You would be able to say it along the way. As the Kohanim say, V'yishu Yivrech Shem Yishmerecha, say the Ribbono Shalom. Yarsha Panav Elecha V'chonecha, say this Ribbono Shalom. Yarsha Panav Elecha V'chonecha, say the Ribbono Shalom. Say the Ribbono Shalom. How many times are we saying it?
Three
times. But when? Not on the last, not like the Tumas Edition on the last syllable or the last letter, but we're saying it during the entire Birkas Kohanim. And how do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch at least?
You're
saying it during. When they say Vrach Shem Yishmerecha the whole time, you say it and you try to get it to the end. Try to match it to the end. As they say Vrach Shem Yishmerecha, we should say Ribbono Shel Olam. And end when the Tzibur is saying Amen on the Yivrach Shem Yishmerecha.
That whole thing about the dream?
Yeah, whole thing.
In about 3 seconds?
Well,
if it's not that fast, why can't you say the Ribbono Shel Olam?
So it depends, yeah. So just dream that you're saying the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Where'd you get the three from what he said? Each of the brachas is separate.
Each one of them, each Ribbono Shel Olam, be Messiah as they say the Amen. That is Shita number two. Shita number three, the Arizal and Shar Kavanos, we're on Kuf Chav Dalet, top right. Says as follows, Kuf Chav Dalet, top right, Kishimigim. Middle of the line, Kishimigim El V'yasem Lecha Shalom, Yomar, when you get to Shalom, the last of the brachas, Yomar HaCholem Ribono Shel Olam Ani Shelcha, Kekasu B'Siddur, as it says in the Siddur, V'yesh Lola Hashlim Tfilat Zoyim Gemar Birkas Kohanim, and finish it up with the end of the Birkas Kohanim, Kedei Shiyanu Akal Amen Achar Tfilas Zot Gamkin, so that the Tzibur will say Amen after his Tfilah also. Here, we, how many times based on the Rizal are we saying it?
One
time. When?
Yeah.
All the way at the end. When you say Shalom, we say it all the way at the end. So this is the third opinion. Now number four is going to get a little bit more complicated. So Shita number four, Kuf Chaf Dalet, second paragraph down, Shita Dalet, B'Shulchan Ator, Shiyaschilu Kfar B'Pasuk Rishon Shil B'Yikras Kohanim. You start saying the Ribbono Shalom at the beginning, when the Kohanim say Yivrach Shem Yishmerecha, start with them, but only say a third of it. This helps us get it all in. So say ubishash kohanim esayim v'yishmeracha at the end of yirachah v'yishmeracha yisayim v'atfila ad al kol Yisrael letova. Say it the first third. Say part of it with the first part of the yirachah v'yishmeracha. Ubishash kohanim esayim v'yichuneka yisayim v'atchazkam etzam. To do the second part of it, and ubishash kohanim omrim shalom yisayim v'atatfila v'yenu amen. And when they say the third part of the Birkas Kohanim, do the rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam and finish in time that everyone's going to say Amen on your bracha. That is Shita number four. How many times am I saying the Ribbono Shel Olam then? When am I saying it?
The whole time,
but a third, a third, a third. I don't have to get it all in. A third, a third, a third. Okay, Shita number five, bottom right. Shita hey muva b'minag Yisrael Torah shat b'teva shalom ein minaget olomar Ribbono Shel Olam raki yiratzon. This is the fifth shita. We say Ribbono Shel Olam how many times?
Twice.
During the first Rosh Hashanah, Yerasham Banav Adach Avinacha, they each get a Ribbono Shel Olam, and the third Yerasham Banav Adach Avinacha Yisem Lacha Shalom gets the extended, not the yiratzon, which is right over here. Starts on the bottom of page 698 in the Art Scroll. Art Scroll, this is a product placement by Art Scroll. We are promoting the Art Scroll here at Kol HaLashon. So here we are, it's extended. Art Scroll's going to like that. Hopefully they'll see this. So it's an extended Yiratza. There, same page number, 678 to 700. Same pagination. Art Scroll is consistent. Thank you, Art Scroll. So Lemaisa, where it comes out is that we have five different minhagim. Do you say it one time? Do you say it two times? Do you say it three times? If you say it three times, do you say it throughout? Do you say it only at the end of the end of it? Lamaisa, the minhag I believe most places is that we say it twice, like in the Siddur. We say the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then he rubs on. So the question then is, when do you say the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's what we say, but when do we say it? So the Piskei Tshuva says as follows: Be'eretz Yisrael noagim lomar haribono shalom rak shalom chalom kasha b'layla shechalav. It's only when we have a bad dream the prior night. In the Chutz Aretz, you gotta wait. You don't have a choice. Unless you want to go to Sephardi Minyan, you can do that. You have your choice. But if you want to go to your normal Minyan, Ashkenazi Minyan, you got to wait. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's only after we have a bad dream the night before. Umutar la'omra. And what's our problem? They don't have any singing in Eretz Yisrael for the most part. There's no after Yivrechcha. Even after Yivrechcha, even at the end of each of the three brachas, we don't have chanting. So what do? He says that you can say it during Yivrechcha v'yishmurecha, but be sure to say Amen after the bracha of the Kohanim. So don't say Amen. Achizar lo Amen. This piece of so contemporary love, beautiful work.
The hero so, the end has nothing to do with the dream.
Yeah, yeah, in Achanami, we're saying the two Chalomos twice. So Lamaisa, there's a Raman, there's a Bir Alach on this. Without going into all the details, it came out as follows. If there is an opportunity to say the Ribono Shalom not during when the Kohanim are saying Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, for example, if there is a Nigun that is saying that is the time to say it, if you can fit it in when the Chazan is saying Yivarechcha Hashem Yishmerecha, maybe stop in the middle when the Kohen is saying Yivarechcha. That's another thing. We should try to be listening to the brach of the Kohanim. But if you have no other choice, you can say the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not like the Psukim. Ribono Shel Olam, we can say during the brach of the Kohanim. However, we still have to be very careful to say Amen. And even if it's in the middle of brach Lichora, we should still say Amen. Okay. So our next question. And this is a fascinating question, is what's the nusach of the Ribono Shel Olam that we say? And in particular, we're going to focus on those three clauses that is it a dream about that I dreamt about myself? Is it a dream that a friend had about me? Is it a dream that I had about somebody else? What do we say? What do we say in the nusach of the Ribono Shel Olam? So we're on Kuf Chaf He, left side in the middle where it says Begemara Bebrachos. Kuf Chaf He. Left side, Begemara Bebrachos Nun Hey Amud Bey is Hagirsa Sham. This is the Girsa of the Gemara. Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shalcha Vechalmasi Shalcha, Chalam Chalamti Veini Yodea Mahu. And this is what's relevant for us. Bein Shachalamti Ani La'atmi. Whether it was a dream about myself, Bein Shachalmuli Chaveirai, or maybe a friend or enemy had a dream about me. Bein Shachalamti Alachayrim, or maybe I had a dream about somebody else. All three clauses. That's what the Gemara says. The Tur, if you drop down three lines, Betur, Shehuva Betur, he has a different girsa. This is girsa number two. Ribono Shel Olam ani shachalam ani chalam chalam ani yodea mahu. Bein shachalamti ani le'atzmi, whether I had a dream about myself, bein shachalmu li acherim, or maybe other people had a dream about me. What is he missing here?
About myself.
About me, bein shachalamti ani le'atzmi, maybe I had a dream about somebody else.
Maybe they dreamt about me.
Maybe. That's maybe other people had a dream about me. So he's skipping. Maybe I had a dream about somebody else.
And everybody's always skipping. Maybe others have dreams about others. And if you're trying to repair.
This is a fantastic question. Why am I not saying a fourth clause? Ben shachalam acher al acher.
Why is that?
So. I'm gonna tell a story to answer that. So I have a friend that told me the following story. I wasn't gonna tell this, and I'm gonna sanitize the language. It goes as follows: I have a friend who once walked into the Lakewood-based Medrash, and there was a guy, and I don't remember if it was Shiva Sar B'Tamuz or Tisha B'Av, and there was a guy, an avrech or not a young guy who learned in Lakewood, who was sitting eating a sandwich in the base Medrash.
On a fast day.
Ooh. And my friend went over to him, we'll call him Mark, and he says to him, it's Tisha B'Av. And this guy responded, when we say the Ribono Shel Olam, the Ribono Shel Olam about dreams, it says, Ben Shachalamti al Atzmi, Ben Shachalamti al Acherim, Ben Shachalmu Acherim Alai, right? It says, whether I had a dream about myself, I dreamt about somebody else, or somebody dreamt about me, why doesn't it say, maybe somebody had a dream about somebody else? Because it's none of your darn business. And that's sanitized language. So pretty on point.
He skipped Widow's class.
So that was the response. That was the response. So, you know what? None of our business, right? So, I think just to give that response. So the tour says as follows: Ben chalamti al atzmi, uben shachalmu li acheri. Maybe I had a dream about myself, and maybe uben shachalmu li acheri. Maybe other people had a dream about me. So the prisha, we're on the next paragraph down, starts uben prisha hiksha la nusach sheviatur. He asks three questions on the tour, and some of them also apply to questions on the nusach of the gears of the Gemara. Chada. You're starting out saying, I had a dream. I don't know what the dream was. And then you say, that says, it's like Jonathan's question before. I'm talking about my dreams. And then you're adding in, but maybe somebody had a dream about me. Since when does that fit in? I'm just talking about my dreams. Question number one. The odd. Why is he skipping that phrase of the dreams that I had about somebody else? He has only two clauses. Well, I dreamt about me, or somebody else dreamt about me, but he doesn't have, like the Nusach of the Gemara, somebody, I dreamt about somebody else. Why do I have to say it's feel about the dreams that somebody else had about me? They're saying their own Ribono Shel Olam about maybe I had a dream about somebody else. So why do I have to include it at all? They're coming. Maybe he's not going to show. But he didn't answer that. So he says, so because of that, the preacher gives a third nusach. And his third nusach, top of Ben of Kuf Chaf Vav, Ben Shechalamti Le'atzmi, maybe I dreamt about myself, Ben Shechalamti La'acherim, and he leaves out, and I had a dream about somebody, but he leaves out, maybe somebody had a dream about me. So that's Nusach number three. Nusach number four comes to Ben Magen Avraham and says as follows. Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Shechalamot Shechalamti Al-Acherim, Ben Shechalamot Shechalamti Al-Acherim, maybe I had a dream about somebody else, or Ben Chalamot that I had on myself. What's the difference about this? He's reversing the order. He's first not saying the dreams that I had about others or about myself, but he's first saying maybe other people had a dream about me. And maybe I had a dream about somebody else. So the Machatzis HaShekel says, what's the concept here? There's a Gemara that says that if you need something, and somebody else needs something, and you daven for them first, then your tefillah will be answered first. So he says the Magen Avraham, let's have this order. Let me daven for somebody else first, and then my tefillah will be answered also. So that's why he says, Ben Chashalam Te'alachem, first I'm going to say Alachem, and then so the Tosefes Bracha, again, the son of the Rosh Hashochan, of Baruch Halevi Epstein, he says as follows, on the left side, Aval Dadavar Kashemo, he asks on this Magen Avraham a number of questions. He says, Ki lo yitachen la'afecha nusach ha'kavo gemora b'lo kol hechak. Why are you changing the gemiras of gemora? The gemara says, Chalamti al atzmi, and you're changing it, let me put somebody else first, Chalamti acherim al alai. Why are you changing the order? You need a reason. You can't change the nusach like unilaterally. Next, ki masha amru b'gemara mavakesh al-chaver, and even in this concept, that it says when you say a tefillah for somebody else, that you will be answered first, it means when you have a dedicated tefillah for that other person, not when, I'll say a tefillah for you, and then I'll be afterward. But did you daven for that person wholeheartedly and not mention yourself at all? That's what it's talking about. And next, he says, aval ba'eshim yispal alat milaso shaloh, you're talking about a nusach. This is a nusach as it's included. Of course, chayecha kodmim, you should put yourself first. And he said, I'll bring you a proof that you should talk about yourself first. The tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Yiratzon Shaloach Hashabu Vidvar Halacha. I shouldn't make a mistake in Barla. We say this at the Siyam, and then we say, and hopefully nobody else will make a mistake either. We see here that you daven on yourself and you daven on somebody else. Now, admittedly, the Tosefes Bracha says, I'll give you two examples of times that we do say a tefillah for somebody else first before ourselves. In the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Ala tzadikim, ala chasidim, right? Ala tzadikim, ala chasidim, ala sheyam, ala sheyam, ala pleitas, ala gira, tzedek, ve'aleinu, gimun rachamecha. We're davening on everyone else first and then on ourselves. Birkas hamazon, ba'amaram, yelamdu. Aleihem, on them, and aleinu. Right? So he says, okay, maybe it's not so clear that we always have to daven on ourselves first, because we have the Shemoneh Esrei as an example, we have the Birkas HaMazon, but Lamaisa, he says, that we're not here to change Nuschos. The Nusach that we do have, indeed, in the Siddur, is Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Shechalamti Al Atzmi, if I had a dream on myself, Ben Shechalamti Al Acherim, I may have a dream about somebody else, Ben Shechalamti Al Acherim Alayim, maybe somebody else had a dream about, so it's two clauses about Maybe I had a dream about myself. Maybe I had a dream about somebody else. Maybe somebody else had a dream about me. That is the nusach. But we don't say shachalmu acherim al acherim. It's not our business. Okay. So nimtza. Okay. Part three. Part number one was the psukim. Do we say the psukim? For the most part, we possibly don't say the psukim. We should be paying attention to the Pirkas Konev. The Ribono Shel Olam is different. Ribono Shel Olam we do say. We should try to avoid saying it during the Birkas Kohanim, but if we need to, we do, because it's an acknowledgement. It's a request that the Birkas Kohanim improve our dream. So it's not like we're saying something independent of the Birkas Kohanim. Part number three, then, is there's something that we see a little bit later. It says, Adir B'Marom, a third tefillah for us to be saying also, apparently, at the time of Birkas Kohanim. So what's with that one, the third one? So we're on Kuf Chav Zayin. Right side where it says Adir Bamarom, move a bigamor of a brachos, no name alav. We have to pay close attention to the language here. Kishomer Ribono Shel Olam Mizman Birkas Kohanim. When we say the Ribono Shel Olam about dreams during the Birkas Kohanim, Yesh Lashayim Biachanim Kohanim. We should end it at the same time as the Kohanim do. They should say Amen after our brachas. Jump down three lines from the bottom of that paragraph. Viim Lav. And if not, Le Mahachi. And if not, say this Adir Bamarom, Shochen Begvura, Ata Shalom, Vishimcha Shalom. We should have shalom. What does v'im lav mean? And if not, say the Ribono Shel Olam. Finish it with the Kohanim. They should say amen. And if not, say the Adir Bamarom. Another shorter tefillah. What is v'im lav? What does that mean? Now in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, they bring the exact language of the Gemara. Say the Ribono Shel Olam. And if not, say the Adir Bamarom. What is if not? If not what? So if you look, Kuf Chav Zayin, left side, second paragraph down, it says, V'ayin Baruch HaShochan. V'ayin Baruch HaShochan, he says, brings three possible explanations. What does this mean? And if not, say the Adir B'Marom. Third line down at the end, Aleph, Nira Lefarish V'ilo, and if not, Kilomar Shaloh, he speak Lomar HaRibono Shel Olam. And if not, the Ribono Shel Olam was too long, you weren't able to say the Ribono Shel Olam, until the Kohanim turn around, Yomar Adir B'Marom, say the Adir B'Marom instead. I didn't have time. I couldn't say the Ribono Shel Olam. So, no, say the Adir B'Marom afterwards, after they turn around. That's the Imlav. If not, if you didn't get the Ribono Shel Olam, this is in place of it. Number two, Beis, Mefarshe HaShulchan Aruch Pirshu, V'ilo, Kelomar, Kishesimu HaRibono Shel Olam. What did it say right before? If you finish the Ribono Shel Olam too early, if that means I wasn't able to get it all the way to coordinate with the Amen after the Birkas. And if not, so fill in your space with this Adir Bamarom so you can get the Amen at the end of the Adir Bamarom. That's the V'ilo. If not, you didn't coordinate it, you finished too soon, stick this in. That's Beis. Gimel, jump down three lines, four lines. Yesh mi sheparish V'ilo, kelomar she'en lo koach lomar aricho shel Ribono Shel Olam. I have no koach, V'imlo, I can't do it, it's too long for me. My Hebrew isn't strong enough. Whatever it is, say this in place. It's shorter. It's much easier. Get by with the Adir B'Marom. Well, you don't have time. You don't have time. You don't think you're going to have time, which is very often the case, yeah. Right? Unless you're going to divide it up a third, a third, a third. Say the Adir B'Marom instead. Now,
how come we don't have that option with Tachman?
Then you're just skipping words, right? Or paragraphs at that point.
That's much longer than
just say Adir B'Marom.
Just say that. Very good.
There you go.
So the Orach HaShulchan says that before that, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, V'yesh Noagim, the minhag is, there are people that have the minhag that Shebechol Pam Omrim Adir B'Marom, they say the Adir B'Marom every Birkas Kohanim, but when do they say it?
Afterwards,
during the same Shalom, when the Chazan is saying Shino Shalom, and it's the same exact theme. Adir B'Marom is mighty one on high. He who dwells in power, you are peace and your name is priest. May it be acceptable that you grant peace upon us. It's the same concept. The Shliach Tzibur saying Shim Shalom, bring us peace, and we say Adir B'Marom, bring us peace. So he said, the Orach HaShulchan points out that there's another gear in this Gemara. It's not in place of, or at the time of the Ribono Shel Olam, during the dreams, during the Birkas Kohanim, but the gears of the Rif and the Rosh is V'kadna Hadre Kohani Apayu. When the Kohanim turn around, Lema, we say the Adir B'Marom. That's what it
was. So,
that's
no
what, so it's not being, yeah, different girsa. It's not in place. It's if you, it's in addition. It's part three. So it's not competitive to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's during the Sim Shalom.
You would finish the Yirat Zon at the time of Shalom, mm-hmm.
And then you would say the Adiyah Bamaram during Sim Shalom. Then you would say that. So the Ramah says as follows, quote, Kuf Chav Ches, top right where it says Beramah, Kasa, B'makam, Shein Olim, L'duchan. Our next question then is, how about where there is no Birkas Kohanim? No Birkas Kohanim. In other words, there are no Kohanim. You're in Chutz Laretz, regular day, or you're in Eretz Yisrael, no Kohanim showed up. So the Chazan is going to say, just the Nusach of, how does it start again? What do I do then? Can I say the Ribono Shel Olam then? Can I say I don't have any Kohanim then? I have a Birkas Kohanim coming from the Chazan, no Kohanim, no Duchanim. Maybe there are Kohanim there, but there's no Duchanim.
It's not.
But I had a bad dream. Right? Lo Aleinu. Somebody comes in, had a bad dream. What do I do? I don't want to wait till the regular. I want to be made through this dream. So the Rav Ma says, "Kaze b'makom shein olin leduchan yomer koze b'shah shashaliach tivo omer sim shalom." When the Chazan is saying sim shalom, not during the Birkas Kohanim of the Elokeinu Elokeinu Zeinu, wait to sim shalom and say the Ribono Shalom. Then says the Rav Ma, "That's my opportunity. I'll make up an answer. Sim shalom, give me peace. Give me peace from this dream." Sim Shalom to Rav Racha, and let me have the Amen at the end of the Sim Shalom. I made that up. I didn't see anyone say that. I think it works. B'shah Shaliach Tzibor Omer Sim Shalom B'Yisayim Ba'adei Shaliach Tzibor She'anu Akal Amen. Everyone should say Amen afterwards. So that works out nicely. The Magana Ram asks this question. There's a door that says that we shouldn't be saying anything during the Sim Shalom. We should be paying attention to the Sim Shalom. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, he passes like this Ramah, somebody who has a bad dream. Ah, good. We could say that it wouldn't apply then to the Zohar. So we would, says the Mishnah Berurah, we would say the Ribono Shalom for the Chacholom at the time of Sim Shalom, the Aruch HaShulchan, and says the same thing. But he brings the Taz, it says, Ve'evi me'atah shalo yomar tefila zo b'chol yom. It's not every day. It's when somebody has the need. Somebody had a bad dream. You could say the Ribono Shalom, if there's no duchene, say it during Sim Shalom. Just a couple of last points. Point number one is there's a question when Yontif falls on Shabbos or Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos if we can say the Ribono Shel Olam at all for dreams. Some poskim say yes, some say no. And it says the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Chav Tes, top right. Mishnah Berurah, Kishenosim Kapayim B'chol Yom Shachal B'Shabbos, Ein Lomar Ribono Shel Olam, De'ein Omrim Techina B'Shabbos. So it's a Bakasha, it's a Techina. We don't say a Bakasha, a personal Bakasha on Shabbos. So that's why. But there are others that say we do.
It says,
Im Lokesha Chalam Chalam Rabba Osalayla. Osalayla. That's the Begmena Gramosi, it's such a higher standard. If you would fast for it, then you would. But the Chuvah Slanagos say Hevi B'Shem Shud Mei Shiv Dover Shematzin B'Kam Akilah Shevit Vatikot B'Chutzlar Chayu Omim Rebun Shalom Iban on Yantif that fell on Shabbos. Okay, last point is we said before that different opinions. Probably best not to. We can wait for the next day. So as we said before, when it comes to the Pesukim, we should not say the Pesukim. And the rationale brought in the Gemara, although it's a machlokas in the Gemara, we paskin, don't say the psukim. Why? Because pay attention. How is there an evit? Somebody's receiving a bracha, we're not paying attention to it. So the poskim say, kal v'chomer, we shouldn't be doing other things. We shouldn't be schmoozing. We shouldn't be checking ever the iPhone or the email in shul. That machshir should be left out of shul totally, so we don't have the yetzer hara to check it. But even, the poskim say, even to be mavir sedra, even to learn, even to do mitzvahs at that time, it's a time that we should be paying attention to the Birkas Kohanim. So we shouldn't be learning, we shouldn't do anything. It's a time to simply focus and be recipients of the bracha. So our bracha should be, in conclusion, that we should have the shalom, we should have the brachas of the Birkas Kohanim, we should try to pay close attention. If Rahman Litzan, somebody does need to say the Ribono Shel Olam, that would be permitted, at least say the Amen after the Birkas Kohanim, and we should be wonderful recipients of the brachas of the Kohanim.
Right. So it's not a Kohel. Once Harari had Kohel, he's the